This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The sheriff's office recovered a .44 caliber handgun from the private vehicle of Hoopa resident George Robbins, who was shot by two sheriff's deputies during an incident on the Martins Ferry Bridge last Friday night. Sheriff Billy Hansel held a press conference yesterday to provide details about the incident. Three deputies have been placed on administrative leave, including Corporal Max Sothy, newly hired Deputy Nathan Cumbo, who graduated from the Redwoods Police Academy in June, and Deputy Tismil Matilton. Corporal Sothy and Deputy Cumbo fired a total of 22 shots at Robbins after he pointed the handgun at their patrol car, believing it was his friends who had come to the work site. Hansel said that Corporal Sothy was conducting an orientation patrol with Cumbo to help him learn the area that they patrol each night when they encountered Robbins parked on the bridge. Hansel said that once Robbins realized he was confronted by law enforcement, he was cooperative and admitted that he indeed pointed the firearm at the approaching patrol car. Robbins was booked for illegal possession of the firearm. CAL FIRE reports that the grade fire burning near Highway 101 south of Willits is nearly contained, and hand crews will remain on scene to chase hot spots. The fire scorched about 100 acres after it was ignited by a car fire on Highway 101. Command of the blaze has been turned over to Mendocino County Fire. Firefighters also extinguished the range fire that ignited east of Ukiah, a small blaze that burned about 10 acres, and two small roadside grass fires caught the attention of CAL FIRE yesterday as well. A small 5-acre blaze named the Tin Fire was contained after it initially threatened several homes and buildings near Covelo yesterday afternoon. The fire was boxed in on three sides by roadway, and firefighters built a break on the fourth side to prevent its spread. At just after noon yesterday, air tankers dropped on a small fire named the Comiskey Fire that was burning in grassland near Hopland along Highway 101. But quick reaction from CAL FIRE saw that blaze contained and extinguished by dinner time. For Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills, Friday will be his last day on the job as he steps down and heads south to take over the chief's position with the city of Santa Cruz. Mills was hired in December of 2013 and almost immediately came face to face with the uglier side of the city on New Year's Day in 2014 with the murder of Father Eric Freed. Despite some of the ugly, Mills said that he and his family have enjoyed their time in Eureka and made some lifelong friends.
Kathy and I leave here with an unbelievable amount of profound respect and felt very honored to have been able to serve in this community. You know, one of the things that we found has made it so pleasurable living here is the quality of people.
You can say goodbye and take a minute to chat with Andy Mills before he leaves town, however. The Eureka Police Department will host a going-away reception for Mills this afternoon from 2 to 4:30 at the Warfinger Building in Eureka. Former county jail inmate Alexi Greenspan faces up to 6 years in state prison after a Humboldt County jury found him guilty of felony resisting an executive officer causing great bodily injury and two other felonies following an attack on a corrections deputy in April. Greenspan attacked the corrections deputy while being escorted from one cell to another and caused injuries serious enough to warrant surgery. The deputy also missed several weeks of work. Greenspan will be sentenced in August. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It was about a month ago when fire ripped through two buildings on 4th Street in Eureka. The fire displaced the businesses at the location, and the extent of the damage meant the structures were torn down. The speculation over how the buildings will be used when rebuilt leans toward the burgeoning cannabis industry, and Fire Chief Bill Gillespie spoke about the issue on Talk Shop. Gillespie said that the city will know, when the property owners submit building plans, what type of business or industry will be on site, and that will drive what public safety and building codes they must meet.
They've got to be able to declare what the use of the building will be. You know, if it was a location that was going into residential, boom, you go right down essentially the residential checklist. In this case, depending on what the permitted use is that they're proposing or that they're going to take in there, that will drive some of the construction requirements.
Gillespie said that cannabis, like any other industry, will have to meet existing code standards in order to be signed off.
Say if a location did want to go in with some sort of extraction, volatile extraction. They were going to go in with butane or something like that. Then you go into portions of the code that deal with hazard occupancies and what that construction type is. So you've got components in place just by nature of the fire in the building code.
You can listen to Fire Chief Bill Gillespie Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.